Hello, Angie Gerber here, and welcome to my podcast, Awareness. Once you know, you can't unknow. A place you can come to start thinking and shifting your thoughts to finally create the results you truly, truly desire. It'll shift your mindset and give you strategies to get out there and get it done. Let's get started. All right, today I want to talk to all the women, mom, entrepreneurs out there. Well, and if you're a male and you're an entrepreneur as well, that works too. But I want to talk about something that I came across recently. And I think it's important to really kind of point out what is so obvious that a lot of us miss it, especially in the beginning. And I know this is something that I just went through and am kind of going through with my coaching, the business I'm trying to start, and just being able to pour into other people and help. So I thought, that's kind of what I do, is come on here and talk about my hurdles and failures, feedback, and, be pretty vulnerable and honest with what I'm going through in the attempt and the hope that it will help someone out there who's listening to this. And I went through this in my real estate career, and it wasn't until I got together for coffee with a friend that she pointed it out. And I wanted to come on here and share it with you. So, let's say you're starting a business, and for me, it was real estate 10 years ago, and now it's a business where I can help and intend to and do help people get from where they are to where they want to be, remove the blocks, and really hold the space for people, women. Men, it's mostly been women, which I appreciate because I am one. And being a real estate agent, there's a lot that goes with that. And now doing this thing we call coaching. And what happens, and what one of my past business partners said so well, is that, let's take real estate, for example. When you get a real estate license, you, in the state of Minnesota, it takes you 90 hours. You go and you pass a national test and a state test, and boom, you're a real estate agent. And the truth is that those 90 hours really, I mean, it's been a while, but I can say with just about certainty, it does not teach you how to set up and run a successful real estate business. And I know for me, I had a huge fear around that. So I actually, the only reason I jumped into real estate is because I had a team that I was going to jump on and join, and they were going to teach me everything, which happened. And in it happening that way, you have your broker split, you have your team split. So I learned tons. I wouldn't do it any differently. And you pay a lot. You pay a lot for the learning when you choose to do it that way. And I know Alex Hormozi says, first you need to learn and then you need to earn. So take your hits in the beginning, don't earn as much maybe, but get all that knowledge. And that is what I did with real estate. I learned quite a bit before I ever started earning the quote unquote big bucks that all these people think real estate agents make out there. Truth be told, it's not as much as you think. And it's really, really hard job. You have to be a therapist. You have to deal with emotions high and low. You have to deal with every single type of person out there on the DISC profile. It's crazy. And yet you really need to have a servant heart to do it. So in starting your business, or if you have, I mean, think about it. Think about how, to get back to my business partner, my past business partner, what she said is that you, CEOs, for example, they go through the ranks. Let's say they start in the warehouse, in shipping, and maybe move to customer service, maybe then outside sales, and then they get a sales management job. And then maybe from there they get, a CEO job. They move up through the ranks to get to that top spot. And in real estate, and when you're just starting your own business, you are the CEO. You are the CFO. I mean, you are the marketing. You are the sales team. You are the owner. You are the everything. And we're not all wired that way. And we're not good at everything. At least I know I'm not. So that's where you got to start thinking about leverage. And in the beginning of so many people's new businesses, whatever it is, you know, funds are typically tighter. So you have to wear a lot of hats and you have to do a lot of other things. And I encourage you in doing that, really take a moment and think about what you can or need to give away first and leverage out, because it does matter. And bringing it back to my, you know, coaching business this last year, when I hired Bob Proctor's best student, who is now on his own, to be my coach, tens of thousands of dollars to work with him, trying to replicate his systems, you know, in order to build this amazing business where I can help people and pour into them and impact and make waves in this world. And the truth be told, it's not many waves being made. You know, I'm definitely making an impact here and there, but nothing like I intend to. And the truth is that the gentleman I hired is on year 18 of doing this, of you know, in many of those years, he was right next to Bob Proctor. And then he was his best student, and then he was his business partner. So first and foremost, don't compare yourself to anyone else out there, because we are all in different spots. And at the same time, it's really difficult. It's really hard to start and run your own business, whether it be a coaching business, something in healthcare, you know, a real estate, all of this, because you have to play so many different roles. And if you're anything like me, you're not good at many of them. Like, I just want to show up and coach. And the woman who I got together with for coffee, you know, that's what she said. She, you know, had run a really successful real estate team, and it's a lot of work. And unless you have a huge amount of capital up front that you can dump into your business and get the ads going and pay for all the marketing and get a sales team on the phones, booking you sales calls and, you know, people calling out, I mean, you're doing it all. And it's not easy. And to be quite honest, I'm not good at a lot of it. I don't understand sales funnels. I don't understand SEO. And that's a big part of why I'm not much further along than I once was. And I'm not getting the results that I want to get. And at this point, you know, then what do you do? Do you go out and hire even more, even though you poured into the CRM and you poured into, you know, websites and all this stuff? So I want to give anyone this piece of advice. If you're just starting out, really plan your business. Don't necessarily let your passions get ahead of yourself or take you away, because there is something about being a business owner and putting on that CEO hat and really coming from a strategic standpoint and understanding all the different compartments and departments that go into a business to make it run and to make it run successfully. So think about that. Think about if you're running a business or if you're in real estate or if you're an entrepreneur, have you had that all laid out? Do you understand what that looks like? Do you have buckets of where you're going to put what resources? And plan and think what you're going to do and what the next move is. Where is the most impact going to hit right away? Instead of just putting systems in place because that's what you think you have to do, much like I did, like, I encourage you to really think, where is going to be the biggest bang for your buck? Where should you be putting what money you do have to put into your business? Where should that go? That's going to get you the most clients up front. And You know, it wasn't until I started talking with a business coach and really dissecting this that, you know, I wish I would have hired one in the beginning. I wish I would have really understood what this looked like and had some better direction. And that's what I do for people that are stuck and that they're blocked and that they're getting in their own way. So, you know, I'm shifting a little bit. I'm learning. I'm failing every day because that's what my coach tells me to do. And that's what he does is look for a way to fail every day. And it could be a big one. It could be a very small one. But if you're not getting comfortable being uncomfortable and, you know, getting the feedback and then going at it again, then you're most likely not moving very far at all because it's in the uncomfortableness that the growth happens. And another thing I want to encourage you to do is find someone. Find someone who believes in you more than you believe in yourself. And if that's not a partner, a spouse, a parent, a friend, that truly and genuinely believes in you and sees what you can't see in you right now, find that person. Even if you have to hire them, I would hire them. I mean, I know I just talked to one of the women that I coached last year, and she in 8 months has created something she just didn't even think was in arm's reach. And I always saw it for her. I always held that space and that energy for her to come into. And that's what you want to do. That's what you want to do with your business or with your dreams or with what it is that you intend to do. You should be thinking big enough where you don't know the how. So who can you partner with that can truly hold the space and see you in the glory already and in the goal achieved? It's so, so very important. And because you're not going to have the belief. You're more than likely, you're going to have, like I said, connect to your goal and feel it, and you will go up and down and get into the right vibration and on the right frequency to feel your goal as if it's here and done. But there's going to be periods where you don't have the belief or you need to be talked off the ledge or you need someone to come in and remind you of why you're doing this and remind you and fill in blanks and give you a piece of advice or give you a different perspective of how to think of something and a way to go about something. And that's what's been done for me. So I just appreciated it so much. And, you know, I'm not without my faults and my failures and my feedback. And I think it's so important that we not only express and celebrate the wins, but we talk about where it didn't go right and where I wish I would have or if I could do over. Not sitting there, not sitting in that low energy or anything like that. Again, taking the feedback so that you can move forward and make different decisions and make better decisions. So I encourage you, if you are stuck or if you are just don't have that person that will hold the space, you know, reach out, if not to me, to someone, because we all need someone to help us along this journey. And if you don't have a coach or a great mentor, you know, let's talk. Let's see where you're at and if I'm the right person to help you, because this is what I do. This is all I want to do. I pour into it so much. And I am so appreciative of the clients that hire me, because it truly is an honor. And I'm so grateful to go along the journey of these women and watch them go from where they are to where they want to be and come from their goal and the aha moments and the wins and just hearing them say that my voice is always in their head or this word or that thing and just the awareness that's been created, because we all need awareness and we all need to know that we won't get to our goals from who we are today. And it's in the becoming of who you become once you get your goal The goal is just a side effect. The gift and the real reward is in the growth and who you became and what part of you and what version of you you left behind. Because the self-image is so very important, because you won't ever outperform your self-image and what you think and you feel on the inside. Your results today are a direct reflection of your past thinking and your past self-image and what you think you deserve or don't deserve. So go out there and fail forward, get the feedback and share it and learn from it. And let's just do this together. Let's be stronger together. And let's get from where we are to where we want to be together. Because you're worth it, I'm worth it, and we've got this. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And if you like what you heard, feel free to share, like, subscribe, follow, do whatever it is you do. I'd love to get this out to as many people as possible, because it truly all does start with awareness. Once you know, you cannot unknow, and it changes everything. And of course, if I can help in any way, I'm here and happy to do so. Until next time, make it a good one.